Fred Film Radio, BFI, London Film Festival, United Kingdom.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 BFI London Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Marco Del Piol, who is presenting the film The Space in Between, Marina Abramovich and Brazil. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for asking. Thank you for allowing me to be here talking to you.
Well, it's a great pleasure. And like I said before the interview, I saw this film last night, and I really, really liked it. I thought it was a great documentary about a journey. But maybe you can kind of introduce it to our listeners in your own words. How would you describe what the film is about?
Well, the film is a journey of this artist called Marina Abramovich through Brazil, researching on spirituality. And also trying to heal emotional wounds.
Right. And Marina Abramovich, for those who do not know her, she's a famous performance artist, and she's just highly regarded in the art world. But what I'm interested in is to find out how did you meet her first, and where did this collaboration sort of begin?
Yeah, I've been working with contemporary artists for 16 years. So after 16 years, one thing leads to the other. And I have a friend, that Paula Garcia, that is a Brazilian performer, and she was working with Marina. I already had shot Paula for a TV series we did on contemporary art for a Brazilian TV station. And Paula called me and said, Marco, in the beginning of 2012, Marco, I'm working with Marina, and we're developing a project on research on spirituality in Brazil. Marina will take a trip. And I said, Paula, whatever you need, call me. So in December, Paula called me and said, Marco, we need help. And then 2 days later, we were having breakfast with Marina. And in the next day, we were in a car traveling to Abadiânia.
Just like that?
Yeah.
How long did the filming last?
Yeah, the beginning was fast, but it took us 4 years to complete the film. We traveled for 40 days in Brazil, I think 8,000 kilometers on a car trip.
Four years of traveling around.
No. We traveled for 40 days.
Okay.
And then a year later, Marina came back and we shot the part of Curitiba. And in the middle of the process, the producers of the film suggested to Marina to do an exhibition in Brazil. And so we said, okay, we should put the exhibition in the film to wrap up the experience of the whole trip. And so it took us 3 years of shooting.
It's a worthy ending, because what I was going to say is that the cinematography in the film is great, and especially looks at the landscape of the travels fantastically. And I just wanted to get from you, how was it shot, given the fact that the film never loses the impulsive nature of travel, but you also had enough time to kind of experiment with the visuals and get the right sort of images?
We wanted the film to be... I was not concerned in doing a documentary. I was concerned in doing not covering an experience, but doing an experience. I wanted the film to be an experience. And the landscape... the film is called Marina Abramovich and Brazil, because Brazil is a character in the movie. Not only the landscape, the nature, but the rituals, the culture, the food, the music, the colors. And I was very happy to have this possibility of showing Brazil in another perspective.
Yeah, but also in some moments in the film, then as she experiences these things, you almost try and visualize, represent them visually. So how do you do that?
You mean the rituals?
The rituals and what goes on through her mind. And like we hear it through the narration.
Yeah. This was something that right at the beginning, Marina is very intuitive. And I also work in this way that I try to respect the first idea, but the idea that arrives like like a thunder from the sky. You have to respect this. Then you work on it, but you have to respect this. And in the first day, I knew that Marina used to do diaries on her trips. And every day she used to relate. So we developed this thing that right after passing through the experiences, Marina would sit on her bed in the room, would close her eyes, and would tell everything that she lived through the day. Because in the first part of the film, in John of God, she mostly stood with her eyes closed in a room. There's not much action, right? But inside there was a lot of action going on. And so we needed this kind of report. And after we had all those reports, we could use them as a guide. Yeah, because it's a travel journal. Yeah.
But always remaining faithful to, because the film is called Marina Abramović and Brazil, to her perceptions of Brazil, to her personal... Because also she had a connection with Brazil before. She was always kind of fascinated by Brazil.
Yeah, she has been traveling to Brazil since the 80s, the late 80s. Because after she did the work, the Chinese Wall, the Lovers, with Olay... each one came from one point of the Chinese Wall and they met in the middle and then they had a divorce. That was the longest divorce process. But Marina used to say that her friends used to tell her, why didn't you should just give him a call and said it's over. But after that, that's how Marina digs deep into her work.
Yeah.
During the walk in the wall, she realized that the minerals that were in the ground affected her body in a different way. So if it was copper, if it was crystals, iron, each one had an influence in the body. And then after China, she wanted to research on this.
Right.
And she chose Brazil because we have a lot of minerals there. And she started traveling to Brazil.
And there's also personal elements coming into it. I think she refers to her own private life in the film too. And that goes incredibly well with the body consciousness of her art, because very often in her art pieces, she does works with things that are related to her body, sometimes pushing her body to extreme lengths. That's the way I understand her art anyways. So this contrast between the spiritual and the body is really comes out in the documentary. Did you sort of get that while you were making
this? Yeah, the main issue for me when I started with the project was that I always thought that there's a strong connection between ritual and performance. That the state that Marina puts herself, the inner state to perform, is very similar to the inner state, the vibe, you know, that a shaman or a medium or a healer must stay to do his or her work. So I thought this connection was strong, and it's really after the traveling and all those years. I think it's really the same place.
There you go. Well, thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure talking about the film, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you. I enjoyed it a lot. I hope more people can see the movie.
All right. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.